Hey, good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Holy cow. Can you guys believe that? Time is just flying.
And then, I mean, really, we're just a month and a few days from Christmas and all the holidays. It's going to be 2020 before we know it.
Love it. Hey, we're so glad you're here with us. If you want to check out anything you might have missed today on the show, always go to joemckenzie.com. But don't worry, we still got some more fun for you. Hey, when's the last time you guys filled out a resume? Like, can you think about that? When's the last time you had to update your resume?
A year and a month ago. So that's when I got my job here.
I always update mine, like, every couple of months. You never know when you're going to need it.
Really? You do?
Yeah. I try to, like, keep on top of
mine. I mean, that's smart to do, but I'm always like, oh, okay, I need to get out of this job. I guess I have to update it. And I'm like, what have I done the past time at this current employer?
I think the biggest pain is you have a resume. Well, in my circumstance, I have, like, a reel, a TV reel. I have a radio air check. Then I have I have a bunch of different things. But then you also always have to go online and apply through whoever's system. So you already have your resume, and then you have to do it again in their system. It's just very lengthy. It's a time commitment.
And it's so formal. It's supposed to be done so properly. And I'm afraid, like, oh, my resume looks so bad. They can see that I don't understand basic grammatical things. They're not going to hire me. Even though I work in radio, you'd think I'd be able to write well, but I cannot do that as
well. My mom was actually asking Kiki last night if you guys went to college.
No, I went to high school, barely graduated, and then I went to a trade school for radio. I actually won a scholarship. It was like a year and a half. I got to go to this broadcasting school.
Oh, cool.
So no
Chops,
college for me.
Yeah, I have a BA in media and film.
Oh, nice. Okay. And I know Liv went to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Went to the University of Louisville. Was a DZ.
What did you go for?
Me? Well, I initially went for finance, and then I changed to marketing, and then I just changed to general business, and then I changed to comm, and then I just stuck with comm.
And then it's comm. Well, I went to Indiana University down in Bloomington, studied broadcast journalism.
All right. Well, it looks like you guys all put those degrees to use.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. Okay. Well, here's something I found interesting, and I kind of want you to think about it and let us know at 833-563-2539 what you would put on there. They're saying, yeah, put that on your resume, including non-traditional experience. They're saying maybe you were a head cheerleader or you were a stand-up comedian. Put that on there, because on resumes for professional profiles, it's a good spot too. They're saying that they want you to see what you can do. For example, I brought up poker. If you are a poker champ, that may intrigue employers that work in finance. Applicants should be cautious, though, about going too far outside the box. You know, some recruiters or managers may not look at that way, but that's a good idea. If you're good at something, like, how can that transfer over to something else? I mean, if you guys were to update your resume, not saying you have to, but you guys might want to update your resumes. like, what would you put on there, Mackenzie? Something outside the box besides, obviously, like, you know, I have a communications degree on this. Like, because you have a personality out there, like, it's outgoing. What would you put on it?
Oh, geez. I feel like I put my mine is jam-packed. I already have lots of fun things that I put on there. I think what now, like, now it's really key to hit home. I put, like, my social media. I'm very social media savvy. I enjoy, like, building my own personal brand, obviously, and companies are looking for that. So in addition to, like, all the things I do, television, radio, spokesmodel work, all those things, I really hit home on, like, social media stuff just because I visually can make things look great and stimulating.
You can even, like, get a degree in social media. Like, there's, like, degrees now in just social media.
Yeah, well, social media directors, people, that's just, like, just their job.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel like we're social media directors without the title or the pay.
Right.
Every time, running, like, 20 accounts here. Pork Chop, what about you, man? What do you think is kind of a skill that we could put on the resume for you outside the box?
You have really many good at, skills. He has many things.
Very good at sliding into DMs. How do we transfer that?
Oh, yeah. No, are you talking about, like, real things?
Like, there's no, they're saying
like, not like Microsoft Word. We're talking about, like, not like past jobs, we're talking about, like, interesting skills. Like, I was a cheerleader, or I, like, know how to do almost every type of dance. I don't know, just something.
And finding a way
random
to translate that to, like, well, that would mean I'd be good at the job,
right,
because
so
I,
like,
can do this.
Say that, like, I was applying for a creative job, maybe I would put that about dance because it shows that, like, I'm a creative, because dancing is, like, a creative outlet as well.
I'm always so bad at this. I'm good at playing video games.
Okay,
that
let's
could
work
mean that
with
you
that.
You have good focus,
right?
If you're
you
going
know
for, like, a tech job,
you have good hand skills, hand eye coordination.
Yeah, I'm good at answering phones.
You are phenomenal, right, at customer service.
All right, hold on a second. Stop it. I don't know if this is intern Chloe calling in, if somebody else or not, but Hannah, is this really Hannah or is this intern Chloe?
This is Hannah.
Okay, Hannah, I wonder if intern Chloe has the same skill set as you. What would you put on your resume?
Well, actually, I saw somewhere you can put Dungeons and Dragons on your resume. Like, you've got problem solving, creative problem solving, and working as a team, and like, you know, long-term commitments if you've got, you know, a long campaign or something going. Like, it's amazing what you can put on resumes if you word it creatively.
Hannah, you sound like intern Chloe to me right now. Like, it sounds like you're like sisters. Hannah, do you have a twin named Chloe?
No, I don't.
Cousin? You would love Chloe Money. She's amazing.
Okay.
Chloe, you can put Dungeons and Dragons on your resume. That's so exciting.
I'm pretty sure that's what got her hired here.
But I mean, that would be a good conversation piece, nonetheless.
But, and also just critical thinking. Critical thinking is so important. And obviously in Dungeons and Dragons, you play those long, long, long games. You have to be able to be quick on your feet while making decisions and be able to really think through some problems.
It would just be dependent upon what job you're applying. Because obviously some place, like, you know, some places that would be
I've got
not
one.
Applicable.
Okay, what do you have, Chops?
Drinking beer, playing darts, and Family Feud.
Yes, honey. What job
are
you
applying
for?
To Barstool?
Yes.
That'd be good.
Please join McKinsey on Radio Now.